Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Big, massive dumps.
Dr. Mina was on the podcast today, actually the show today, you could get on the podcast in case you missed that. TNTRadioEmpire.com's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter also on this Tuesday, the first day of the month of December. A lot of people wanting to know how far Jesus walked, apparently, anywhere, not how long.
Dragging the cross or just in general?
The guy said, "Hey, Tyler, how far did Jesus walk with the crown of thorns dragging across?"
But I would walk 500.
Yep, there you go. Keep them coming.
Don't.
That's a long walk. He did it for you.
Yes, he did. Indeed, right, Nick?
Yes.
That's right. You always do the
he
indeed.
He is risen indeed.
Indeed. That's Easter.
Yeah, wrong season.
Yeah,
that's wrong season.
This was all supposed to go away at Easter.
That's right, it was. Looking forward to glorious churches being filled on Easter's.
Churches are filled.
I know. That's crazy. That's crazy. Go ahead, Craig.
Was on this date in 1952. This is 3 years before Rosa Parks.
Right.
The first successful sexual reassignment surgery reported by the New York Daily Post.
All right. By the way, I watched the documentary, it's on HBO, I believe, about D.B. Cooper, and it's better than you think it is because they narrowed down to four people. Now, the cops have closed it because they're tired of looking at it. They think it might be one guy, but if you watch them, I thought maybe two of the guys are a little more, but four people they think might have done this, and apparently D.B. Cooper had liked to dress like a woman, and that's part of the... That's part of the aspect of this documentary, but it's really, really good.
You don't see that in the sketch.
No.
That's the thing you see most often is that sketch.
The Mystery of D.B. Cooper, HBO, and it's on tomorrow night.
And I talked about it the other day before I'd watched the documentary, and I'd said I thought they'd solved that, but they really didn't. And there's four guys. If you watch the documentary, four guys look like they could have done it. And one of them had a sexual change operation, too, by the way, later on in the 60s. Later in the 70s. They don't know.
You want to be the first person
All four of those dudes are dead now, right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Was this a man who became a woman or vice versa, Craig? Want to be the first person to get a sexual reassignment surgery?
Nope.
Oh, you don't want to be the first person to do anything.
Yeah, you don't.
Was this a man to a woman? Probably. Because they didn't know how to make a penis then.
You don't know that.
Well, not as good as they can make them now, Push told me.
It's easier when you're just born with both.
Yeah. Like everything, the technology probably improves every year.
Yeah, I would think on it. I mean, I'm just thinking structurally, it'd be probably easier to cut it out and make it a vagina than put something on there in the 50s. I'm just...
informed medical opinion.
Sure. Just spitballing. I bet you it was a guy to all over.
Well, I'm guessing making a vagina technology has improved in the last 57 years, 67 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure it has.
Oh, 68.
51?
No, it wasn't 51.
That was close.
Archaeologists have uncovered a massive number of Ice Age paintings in the Amazon rainforest dating back more than 12,000 years.
That can't be right, Craig, right?
No, I guess it can't be. This must be fake news.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. They're calling it the Sistine Chapel of the Ancients. tens of thousands of paintings stretching over 8 miles of cliffs. The paintings were discovered last year by a team of British and Colombian archaeologists, kept secret ahead of a documentary to be released next month. Some of the paintings depict people dancing and wearing masks, along with animals that are now extinct, including giant sloths and mastodons.
It had to be tough for the giant sloth to survive.
Yeah, well, they did. Right.
And how did they breathe if they were wearing masks?
Thank you.
But they must not have had a good constitution back then.
I didn't know that we existed when they were around. Mastodons.
I got nothing on
that. Did somebody, when I was alive, like Grandpa tell them that they existed before that? I thought humans didn't exist.
This is 12,000. Oh, no. A lot of these things.
Oh, Mastodon did exist, right. Yeah. I'm thinking of an actual dinosaur.
I think the woolly mammoth existed at the same time early man did.
Yes, it did.
Right.
That's what those Ice Age movies told me.
Right. That's true. You watched them, those documentaries.
All of them.
Right, because they would all be going out now to fill their fridges full of Mastodon meat for the winter.
And according to that, they all sound like Ray Romano.
They do.
8 miles of painting, that's a lot.
You know what's further than that? But you're right, 8 miles is pretty far. But not as far as 500 miles.
That's the next documentary.
That's why he's the subtraction king. He knows 500 is greater than 8.
Yes, it is.
You must be a real asset to the kids when they're working on their homework.
No.
Dad, I need some help with my math.
I'm not.
That high school subtraction homework.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's why possessing all of this knowledge now doesn't really matter. Like, you know, I used to be area code guy.
Yeah.
Now you can just look it up.
You'd brag about that for years. You were good at that.
Yep, area codes and age of consent. You knew them all.
Yeah. Now you can just go to Google or go to a website.
Yeah.
Subtraction, just go to a calculator.
Right. Well.
You don't need your head for that.
Nope, I did, though.
There are fewer and fewer things now that you actually need your brain for. It's mostly just involuntary functions.
Well, and the math just stuff, breathing. The math stuff specifically, I mean, my daughter's in sixth grade, and I can do her math problems, but I can't do them right.
No, because
they teach it differently.
The work is different, right?
Yeah, you have to get to the answer in a different method than I know how.
No, it's not carrying it anymore.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
I can get the right answer, but I can't get her there in the right way.
No, I remember.
You took the wrong route.
Right, and so it doesn't matter.
No.
Well, it shouldn't matter. As long as you get the right answer.
It shouldn't, but the math is different now.
But they want them to show their work, and they want them to show the method that they've been taught.
Yeah, it's not carrying.
But you should also learn that there's different ways to approach a problem. And they're really not teaching that. They're saying, this is the only way.
Well,
this is the way we do it now.
I don't want to hammer teachers, because the teachers are doing a hell of a job. But I just don't. I noticed years ago they switched math, see, when you guys were in school, to our kids in school.
Yeah.
It changed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thank God she's smart enough to figure it out on her own, because I am not. I'm worthless.
Yeah, my kids haven't asked for help with math homework in years.
No.
They'll look at me like, hey, can you help with this? I'm like, ugh.
Nope.
No, I can't. Like, as soon as the letters start going into math problems, I'm out.
And I can tell them they're never going to use it ever again in their life either, unless they go into math, and they won't. But if you tell them that, then they won't really want to pay attention to it.
Yeah, like if you fill your brain with where'd that guy play his college football? Not necessary. Just look it up. All you got to do is punch it up on your phone or a computer.
Right.
You don't need to store that crap in your brain anymore.
Nope.
And I do. I have no useful information in my brain at all.
We know.
It's all that crap. It's all minutia, trivial crap.
No.
Jeopardy.
No. And I heard this from someone once, and I really appreciate it. It's only trivia if I don't know it.
True.
And then if you know it, it's knowledge?
Yeah. Okay. And people have been complaining about this at the advent of new technology for years. Even when books first came out, they were saying exactly the same thing. We don't have to remember so much. Now it's just right there in front of at the tips of our fingers.
In the library.
Yeah, but I've found that to be the case. Like if I've forgotten something, all I need to remember is the verbiage that I typed into Google to get the answer. So that's, you just have to commit that to memory. You don't have to commit the actual knowledge to memory.
Did you read that in some book?
No, I just looked it up online. We don't need no books.
I know, there's sometimes I feel like I haven't had my own thought in years. Ever since, like,
we know.
Oh, yeah. Ever since Twitter's come along,
yeah,
it's like,
you're right.
I just sit there and I look at, I'll read like thousands of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, I guess it's time to go to bed. I'm like, I could have just thought and tried to think of something on my own. Why do that?
That's a great observation.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff you see on Twitter, you would have come up with on your own because there's plenty of linear thinking out there.
Yeah, but instead I just, you know, read somebody else thinking. I'm like, okay, let's call it a night.
They did a story in the local news about, it was a national story, but they introduced it in the local news about doom scrolling, they're calling it.
Oh, yeah.
Social media doom scrolling.
We're familiar.
And you got to just, and I'm trying to do more of that, put the phone in the bedroom and not have it anywhere near me. And I've never had to quit smoking, but not having the phone in your hand, sitting on the couch watching TV is a weird experience. It's like you are going through withdrawals for some reason. Of just looking at your phone during commercial breaks or when you're flipping around the TV or if you're watching a sporting event. But if you keep it in the other room a couple hours each night, it's better for you.
Well, I just keep it out of arm's length, even if it's 8 feet away.
That's fine.
I don't want to get
Yeah, my charger's actually in the bedroom, so I leave it
get
there.
Get my phone.
Right. So, and then my wife's on the phone, but she just plays that stupid games all the time, so.
If I'm really into a show that I'm watching, I can just set it down and leave it.
I can, but if it's a sporting event, it's there.
And yeah, the sporting events, it's a little
and I'm trying to different. I'm trying to stop from doom scrolling because I get too just depressed.
Yeah. My wife plays slot machines on her phone.
Yeah.
I just asked her the other day, I'm like, what's the appeal of that?
Right.
If there's no real money involved, and she's just like, I like this. Will you stop?
I think it's a woman. I think it's my wife plays.
It's not even things that I liked.
It's like, not Candy Crush. It's sort of like a centipede thing. I don't know what it is. I've seen it on her phone. Candy Crush was a couple years back, but I don't know if this is true or not, but I tend to think that's a woman thing, that like the games on the phone more than dudes. Do you know dudes that sit and play games on their phone the whole time?
I was mayor of my own Sim City for
some time. I understand that, but I'm talking about the repetitive thing, bang, 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 bang. Don't you think that's more of a woman thing? I'm just throwing it out there.
The computer stuff. You know, the actual game console stuff.
No. I think that's more dudes. That's guys. I'm talking about the phone, the Candy Crush things. And obviously a slot machine is repetitive, you know.
Yeah, I forget what game my wife plays. But she's on it a good part of the day.
Yeah.
And then I see the bill.
I think it's like crack for them.
Yeah. Every month you see how many cheats she got.
Yes, I know.
Realize you spent $20 on cheats yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
I hope you made some progress.
No, you didn't. I hate that too, believe me.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So last night, the football game.
Seahawks and Eagles.
Yeah. It ended up 23-17.
Oh, you talk about this guy's bet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know, not one guy's bet.
Somebody lost $500,000.
What was the spread? Yeah. Seven?
The spread was 6.5.
Just missed it.
Eagles score.
Seahawks 6.5. The Eagles got a touchdown on a Hail Mary with 12 seconds left.
Oh, was it a Hail Mary?
It was a Hail Mary. He just threw it down there just for fun.
But even then, it was still over the spread. What'd they do after this?
And then they went for two.
Yes.
And got it.
And they got it.
So with 12 seconds left, they covered the spread. 90% of people out there had their money on the Seahawks and lost.
And I saw one guy at $500,000.
That's a bad beat.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's incentive for the Eagles, just to shove it up their ass. Let's go for two.
I don't think
they know what the spread is.
They might know it, but the coaches don't care.
In the heat of that
moment,
they're not making a decision based on that.
No, I don't think so.
But why go for two there? In case they kick it off and something happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
There was 12 seconds left.
Something weird could happen. They're gonna onside kick it.
They did. I mean, right. It didn't work, of course.
That's probably the right call.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
I'd read it that's something that coach has done in those situations previously, too. It's just like his tendency.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be to go for two.
500
Eagles
grand.
Fans hate that guy. They just won the Super Bowl.
I know.
Like 3 years ago. They're like, get him out of here.
500 grand.
That's a lot of money.
Now, I realize that guy probably bets that kind of cash a lot, but that's got to be heartbreaking.
I read on Sunday that somebody, they said in Vegas, somebody had laid down 100 grand on the Bears.
I saw that, too.
At plus 320 on the money line. So they would have won 320 grand.
I saw that too, Puss.
But instead, they put it on the Bears.
Yeah, there was a hunch that the Bears would win that game for some reason. I don't know. Defense, maybe. But that's why it was 320.
Yeah.
That's why.
Was it Trubisky's dad?
No, even he knows better.
He wouldn't bet on his own
kid.
I'm
going to bet on my kid.
No, I've watched him play for a lot of years. He ain't winning this one.
He's got no faith in his kid.
No.
For the record, last night, Carson Wentz, the quarterback, was Philadelphia's leading rusher.
Well, that's never good.
Because he's not a running quarterback.
No, he had 42 yards, though, on five carries.
Did he really? Okay. Well, scrambles, you mean.
Well, I keep seeing these stats that apparently Kirk Cousins has the highest fourth quarter quarterback rating of anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, you got that going for you,
Yeah, you
got
to hold on to that guy.
No, because you've got to realize how many games that they've lost. And a lot of those were just garbage time passes, garbage time touchdowns. So, yeah, you're going to get a good rating if everybody's playing prevent defense against you. Last week, saw him come through in the clutch. But a lot of times he's just throwing little dinks and dunks that nobody's defending. So, yeah, you're going to complete a lot of your passes that way when you've already lost the game.
You like that?
if he's coming through in the clutch, you got to keep him around now.
Yeah, definitely keep him around.
Well, he's come through in the clutch once.
Oh. He's on a roll.
He's starting a trend.
And I think the $100 million you still owe him is going to keep him around, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Despite one game out of the wild card, Todd. You're one game out of the wild
card. Despite the wishes of Minnesota Viking family on Facebook.
You are going to make it one game out of the wild card. Nick, I thought about you when they moved that Steeler game to like 2 o'clock Central tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
I thought about you if that had been the Chiefs. You know, you'd have been at work on a Wednesday afternoon and couldn't watch your team play. What are the odds? You're at work on a Wednesday at 2 and can't see your team play.
I'd be at work.
Yeah.
I'd be swearing slightly more than normal that I do at work.
I wonder because most people in general, have off on Sundays. And I can't imagine the cities of Baltimore and Pittsburgh, the real fans of these teams, what's going to happen in those cities on a Wednesday at 3:30?
There's going to be no productivity.
No, none. I'm sure Boss is going to say, put the TV on. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the odds we're going to play on a Wednesday at 2? Oh, global pandemic, COVID testing.
Yeah, pretty good chance.
Yeah, pretty good, apparently. Pretty good. A Wednesday at 2.
So, Jake Paul over the weekend, he was in the
beatdown.
He was on the card with Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., and he knocked out Nate Robinson.
Right.
And so now Jake Paul says that he is reaching out to Conor McGregor's camp to start negotiating a boxing match with Conor McGregor.
Did he knock him out, or TKO?
Oh, he's down.
That's a knockout.
You got to watch the video. He's
flat
down.
On his face, and arms off to the side, not moving.
People are doing the Nate Robinson challenge now.
Yeah.
In fact, our buddy.
It's pretty sad, actually.
Our buddy Houston Alexander, I was going to retweet it. He must have it where you can't retweet his photos. I don't know what it is now. But he's actually at like a bag and save or something like that. And he's just got his mask on. He's pretty, and he's just flat on the ground. He must have he must have the cashier take the photo. You seen it?
Yeah.
He's laying flat.
I don't think I'm doing that in a public place right now.
I'm not either.
Didn't seem sanitary.
But he's got his mask on. It just looked funny as hell.
So he went down and didn't try to break his fall at all?
He's down.
No, he was lights out, man.
Boom.
He was knocked out before he hit the ground.
Just Google it.
I think it was the third knockdown.
Third knockdown.
It took about 3.5 seconds for the picture to become a meme.
His arms are by his side. He goes down top. It's actually pretty scary. That's where I told you when he's down and they're looking over him and the commentators are talking and Snoop Dogg goes, he's all right. And then just goes on his conversation. No, at that point, nobody knew he was all right.
You know? Well, PGI pulled a little video of Tyson and Roy Jones yesterday.
Yeah.
And they looked good.
I told you it was a good
fight. They looked technically sound.
It was really good. And Wilbye had a great point because there were a bunch of left hooks that Roy Jones missed. No, that ducked, I should say, from Tyson. If they would have connected, it could have been lights out for Roy Jones. Yeah. But since he's a great boxer, he avoided all those punches.
I think this kid, what's the guy's name who knocked out Robinson?
Jake Paul.
He would get mauled by McGregor.
Keep in mind, it's a boxing match.
It's only boxing. Yeah. It's only boxing, man.
Now then, he also says that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and then says he's going to win too. That's what he wants people to understand. He's going to win. He says he's not going in there just to say he did it. He's going in there to F Conor McGregor up.
He's bigger, though, physically than Conor McGregor. I mean, he is. Hey, weight-wise is a big difference in boxing.
Yeah, but McGregor's like a professional fighter.
You're right.
Fast hands, too.
Yeah. We watched McGregor. Who'd he lose to? He lost to Mayweather. That's right. But Mayweather was a boxer. That's why Mayweather beat him.
In boxing.
Right.
And Jake Paul, although trains boxing, he's not professional.
And Mayweather won that fight on a decision.
Yeah.
You would expect the fighter to win a decision.
Yes.
The boxer.
I would think McGregor's just licking his chops here. Because this guy sounds a bit overconfident.
Well, he's a douche.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I was kind of hoping McGregor would win.
If you're McGregor, bring him on.
Right. Because this guy is a douche, by the way.
Yeah, take the check, knock him out.
Speaking of that real quickly, you talk about betting, and you saw this on PTI yesterday, and this is what is so crazy. Apparently, they were at the golf course in Phoenix, and Will Baum was there. And Barkley comes walking off, and he goes, well, you guys, who's crazy enough to bet against a professional golfer? You don't. You don't, because even though he was only one of those guys, the other two guys are still just guys that are good at golf. They're not professionals. And they said you never bet against professional golfers, against lay people. But he said they had a great line on PTI. He was saying people just don't take – and Wilbon, and then those guys agree with that too, by the way. But Kornheiser said something like – he said you have to – golfers get no respect because it's about just swinging and everybody can go out and do it on the weekends. But even the best golfers we know are not professionals.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson's won like
the best ever.
He's like won like what, 6-8 major tournaments?
Yeah, he's one of the best golfers ever. And they come off but
Wilbon was saying like, well, don't bet against Phil. He's been working on his threes.
Yeah. Right. Just stupid. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.